This is Hype Radio.
We so bad, we can make the people say
Jesus.
And we can make them ladies say
Jesus.
And we can make the fellas say
Jesus.
And we can make the devil say
we so bad, we can make the hood say
Jesus.
Little boys, little girls say
Jesus.
All around the world say
Jesus.
And we can make the devil say
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus,
Jesus.
We so bad, bad meaning good. You ain't never seen so much swag in the hood. Roll up in your hood, screaming out the name. Crack it, go to running, screaming I've been changed. Look at my chain, look at my name. My name don't mean a thing without the name above the names. Player, we so bad, I'm so cool. Dread on a snake, put the skin on my shoes. If you don't know, better ask your mama. President, you swear like Barack Obama. We so bad, everywhere spread it out. My praise is like dance and I gotta let it out. I'ma lift this name like I'm standing on a ladder. Cause it cuts so deep like a double-edged dagger. Put his name on my back and take it to the trap. It won't stop till we hit every hood on the map. Cause we so bad, we can make the people say
Jesus.
And we can make them ladies say
Jesus.
And we can make the brothers say
Jesus.
And we can make the devil say
we so bad, we can make the hood say
Jesus.
Little boys, little girls say
Jesus.
All around the world say
Jesus.
And we can make the devil say
we so
we so bad.
Roll up in the club, roll up on the dog. Take the dog's drugs,
cause our stuff is love.
And it not feel funny.
I'm just here for you, player, I ain't trying to get your money.
I just want you to know that I come in the name of the man that mastered every level of the game. And I'm not ashamed that he took my pain. And he did it for me, for you, he can do the same.
It's Jesus, Jesus.
We come
Jesus,
in the name
Jesus,
of
Jesus,
sound the trumpet
Jesus,
and drum.
Jesus,
I'm talking
Jesus,
tough in the name
Jesus,
of
Jesus,
I'm taking
Jesus,
stuff in the name
Jesus,
of
Jesus,
we gon' make sure
Jesus,
your girl
Jesus,
know it.
Jesus,
we gon' make sure
Jesus,
the world
Jesus,
know it.
Jesus,
from Hollywood
Jesus,
to Glenwood,
Jesus,
from my hood to your
Jesus,
hood, homie, we
Jesus,
so we
say.
We so bad, we can make the people say
Jesus.
And we can make them ladies say
Jesus.
And we can make the fellas say
Jesus.
And we can make the devil say
we so bad, we can make the hood say
Jesus.
Little boys, little girls say
Jesus.
All around the world say
Jesus.
And we can make the devil say
Jesus. We so bad, like Michael Jackson. And I'm so high without Braxton. And I'm so paid through Jesus Christ, my passion. Now break bread with the fellas, no acting. I lose weight, it's dead weight from traffic. Or any foul thing that bring negative reactions. Up in your hood like a car was had. Something like my daddy, Jesus, exactly.
We so bad, we can make the people say
Jesus.
And we can make them ladies say
Jesus.
And we can make the fellas say
Jesus.
And we can make the devil say
we so bad, we can make the hood say
Jesus.
Little boys, little girls say
Jesus.
Hype Radio Network, and on the phone, my man Darren from innerfood.com, and we're talking about some of the products that you've heard on the show so far. The innerfood, the super green food, the detox. Those are products you can find on the website. You can link to it at jamthehype.com. Go to jamthehype.com or hyperadionetwork.com. You can actually link to their webpage and get some of these products to help you get going down that road of losing weight and having or living a healthy lifestyle. Now, Darren, we're talking about the grossness, the toxins, the horrible stuff that's in our tap water. Talk to me about filters. Is just a normal filter that you could buy at the grocery store or at Walmart, are those good enough to get some of this stuff out of the water that's affecting our body?
Well, that's a start. Any filtration is better than no filtration. I'll tell you what I use myself. I use what's called a Berkey filter. The British Birkfield filters were developed, they were commissioned, believe it or not, by Queen Victoria in the late 1800s for missionaries and people in the East India Company out in India and in Burma, where they were having to get water from, you know, tropical streams, and a lot of people were getting sick with parasitic infections whatsoever, you know, all sorts of different infections. And so they developed this filter. filtration system, which uses a ceramic filter that takes all of those parasites out of the water. Well, over the years, these filters have been perfected, and the Berkey company now in the U.S. is actually developed a filter that combines the best of those ceramic filters with carbon technology, and they're able to pull out pretty much 99.99% of all of those toxins I was talking about. And I have had one in my house for, oh gosh, 10 years. And I love the thing. It's amazing. One of the things that's great about it is you put water in the top, and as long as you put water in the top, you get water comes out the bottom. And it literally filters through the filter medium, drips down into the bottom compartment, and you have a little faucet on the bottom that you open up and get your water out of. It doesn't need electricity, it doesn't need to be plumbed in, so no matter what's happening, I mean, a lot of people are buying these for survival type of situations, or they're buying it just because, you know, they're concerned with natural disasters or flooding or whatever happens, that they may not have electricity, they may not have running water. And no matter what happens, the most important thing in our life, if we have any kind of emergency situation, for the first few days, is having clean water.
Now, this Berkey water filtration system you're talking about, how often do you need to replace the filter in it?
It depends on the filter itself. I mean, the filter unit, I should say. But each filter will filter up to 3,000 gallons. My particular filter, you can put up to 4 filters in it. I'm currently running mine with 2. So that means every 6,000 gallons, I need to replace those 2 filters.
Okay. Now, this Berkey filtration system, is that available on the website?
Yeah, we have those on the website, too, at enterfood.com.
Okay, so if you go to jamthehype.com, you can link to Interfood and get one of these filters. And I'm going to go probably right after the show and get one myself, because I'm intrigued about hearing all this gross stuff that's in our water. Now, when you say it's important to drink a lot of water and get enough water in your diet, how much water are we talking about? Like, what's a realistic amount of water that we should be drinking? You grow up hearing 8 glasses of water a day or 8 cups of water a day. How much really should we be drinking?
Well, I mean, you know, the whole 8 cups, I'm glad you asked this, Chris, because the whole 8 glasses or 8 cups of water a day, you know, that's kind of like it's a number that a lot of people are touting. But I mean, I'm going to ask you a question. Do you think a 40-pound little girl needs to drink, would drink 8 glasses of water a day, and a 250-pound guy will need only 8 glasses of water a day? I mean, the two, you have to look at body weight. Because obviously our bodies are made of about, you know, depends on the school you're listening to. Some people would say 60%, some people say 80%, some people say 90%. But we can be pretty sure that at least half of our body is made up of water. And so every day, you know, by going to the restroom, if we perspire, if we're working out, just general activities of the day, metabolic processes, we're using water up. And so if we don't replenish it, we start getting into a challenging situation. So there's a few tips of figuring out, am I drinking enough water? And I'm going to give you a calculation and a couple of observations. One thing is, when you go to the restroom, it should be clear. Should be clear. There should be no yellow to your urine, basically. And if you go to the restroom and there's any yellowness to it, you're not drinking enough water. So that's a good little tip to help you know whether you're drinking enough.
What does it mean when your urine is dark yellow?
When your urine is dark yellow, it means you are severely dehydrated. Really dehydrated. Really dehydrated. And you'd be surprised how many people that's the real situation. And I'll tell you out there, for the ladies out there, and even the guys too, although guys are less prone to urinary tract infections than ladies, but if your urine is dark, you are much more at risk of getting a urinary tract infection. So that's something to be really aware of. And you know, coming back to your question before, you mentioned how much water should I drink? Because, I mean, I told you that observation. I'm telling the listeners these observations about making sure your urine's clear. But if you take your body weight and you divide it in half, so say you weigh 150 pounds, right? So what's that? 75 is half of that, right? That's the number of fluid ounces of water you should be drinking a day.
Wow. That's a lot of water if you're a big guy like me.
But I guess what I'm saying is that's your goal. You know, if you can do half of that amount of water to start with and just keep working up to it, you know. Myself, for example, I weigh around about 180 pounds. I need to drink 90 fluid ounces of water a day. That's 3 quarts. And so the way I do that is I keep a quart bottle right next to me. I have it right next to me. And I basically drink it throughout the day. And then when it's emptied, I go back to my Berkey and fill it up. And I make sure I drink 3 of those a day. And that's how I take care of my water intake throughout the day. But I have to make sure that I do it gradually. You know, because if you get to the end of the day and go, oh my gosh, I've only drank 1 glass of water. Now I've got to drink like 2 gallons or something like that. Well, that's not going to be feasible. No one's going to be able to do that. So you keep a bottle by you and you just keep yourself hydrated throughout the day. It makes it a lot easier.
That makes a lot of sense. What else can we do to help keep ourselves healthy? Because we all know somebody in our lives that either has cancer or diabetes, or it seems like there's just diseases creeping up on our culture at a rate like never before. What are some things that we could do to try to prevent some of these sicknesses, these diseases?
Right. Well, you know, there's one thing I will say, just to give you kind of something that people can do. Give out your website again, Chris.
Jamthehype.com or HyperRadioNetwork.com. Jamthehype.com.
Go there and they click on the banner to our site. On the front page, we have a place you can sign up for a free report we'll send out to you. And it gives 10 of the most important things you can do on a daily basis to keep you healthy. That way, you know, if you miss anything Chris and I are talking about right now, you can actually have that, you know, and we'll send it to you for free by email, and you'll have it, and you can basically refer to that. And the more that you can add to those little things on a daily basis or incorporate those suggestions on a daily basis, the better your health will be. Now, some of the things you can do, and we'll talk about some of them now. One of them I've mentioned before, lots of fruits and vegetables, preferably organic. Drinking enough water. Getting some exercise, preferably some weight-bearing exercise, meaning, you know, get some weights. If you don't have a gym membership or you don't have the funds to go and buy some weights, you know, get a couple of rocks out in the backyard. Lift your rocks up and down a few times. I mean, there's no reason why you can't get weight-bearing exercise with what you have around you. You can even get a couple of heavier books or telephone directories and pick them up and do exercise where you lift them up in front of you, lower them down, lift them up to the sides, lower them down. Another easy form of exercise is something called isometrics. And we'll go through a couple of those right now. Let's say you take your hands and you put them in front of your chest, kind of putting them together so the palms are together. Like some of those pictures you see of like people praying with their hands together, right? Well, guess what? If you push on these, you can pray and get exercise at the same time. Which I think is beautiful, because I think the more we can pray, the better it is. And if you press your hands together, you know, pushing as hard as you can and hold it for 15 to 20 seconds, then release it. You're working your forearms, you're working your biceps, your triceps, your shoulders, your upper back. And then if you kind of link your hands together like a bear, you know, it's kind of like you bend all of your fingers down so that the fingertips are touching where your palms and your fingers meet. And then you link the fingers together and pull them apart. Like pull as if you're trying to pull your hands apart from one another.
Yeah, that hurts my shoulders.
Well, if you try and keep your shoulders down and pull there, there you go. That's an exercise. That will burn calories. It will strengthen your body. And then walking is also a really good one. Doing some push-ups, doing some ab exercise on the floor, like little, you know, crunches and sit-ups. There's a lot of stuff you can do at home. You don't need to go out to the gym. If you have a gym membership, use it by all means. But, you know, physical activity is so, so important. And then coming back to, I mean, probably out of all of the things you can possibly do on a daily basis, for you to stay healthy long-term is to be happy.
Ah, that's a good one.
It really is. So if you're unhappy, figure out, well, why are you unhappy? you know. I certainly think listening to good music like Chris plays is a real great way of making you happy.
So there you go. Hype radio can make you happy and help you live longer.
Absolutely, because, you know, joyful music makes you joyful and happy, and if you can be joyful and happy listening to music and saluting and basically enjoying being in the space of uplifting music that connects you to one another and to God, I mean, gosh, that's a great way of staying happy. And if you're unhappy, what happens? You tend to reach for the wrong kind of foods, which end up making you unhealthy and make you put weight on. So being happy, right, is a big part of the program.
Hey, Darren, unfortunately, we're out of time. I would love to have you on the show on a more regular basis. Is that...
That'd be great. I have a lot to share, and I'll be honest with you. I've learned a lot of information over the years, Chris, and I feel so blessed when I'm able to share it with folks.
Hey, thank you so much. You can link to Darren and get some of the products we talked about online, jamthehype.com. It's jamthehype.com. You can also go online to hyperadionetwork.com. And Darren, we're going to have you on again. Thank you so much. God bless you. Really appreciate your time.
Thank you, Chris. Lord bless you too.
Yo, stick it in red. We got the cred. No need to say what's already been said. Don't need the pleas when we got the proof. We be on our knees when we raise the roof. Cause we got the one pop mix up flavor. We got the funky Jesus blazer. No equal, diverse people. Come get it now. Won't be a none of that mumbo jumbo. Give me that hip hop funk soul. Give me that funky Jesus music. Give me that soulful, come on.
Give me that funky, yeah, funky Jesus music.
Give me that hip, that rock, that funky soul.
Give me that juicy flow.
They fashion loud, making that hotness, moving that crowd, bumping that jump with the life injection. Sweet to the ears like the candy section. Hits to the eyes, feel so fly. Passion that just won't subside. We got this winner's ball. So check it out, who watching for? None of that mumbo jumbo. Give me that hip hop funk. Give me that funky Jesus music. Give me that soulful gumbo. Rhymes and after shows, we got funky people on the highs and lows. MCs like me, they call us pros. So sure shot, I can stay stock of this. I'll play the post in the B-boy blitz. See, we bum rush with no discussion. A red hot show, that's reproduction.
Your world, God, and everything in it. I see you, homie. I guess they think because, hey, Fox, we serve you, right? You told me we supposed to slack like up, this, man. But now that I know what I'm fighting for, let's get it.
Man, we go harder. We on our
your time. I sure ain't about to sit and let you waste mine. I'm sick of seeing young boys out there dying. You go and handle yours,
I'm
and
on my grind.
I'm on my grind, cousin.
Granny told your boy that she was proud of me, that I was out the streets and the boy was through thugging. I told her, granny, baby, don't you worry about nothing. If it ain't about the Lord, then your boy ain't budging. Man, I never did think
myself.
The word of God will make your boy wanna
two step.
Granny told me that the Lord will meet me
two step.
He's still working on me, granny.
Yeah.
I told a homie we gon' take it to the block and post up in the hood like we still selling rocks. The only difference is we ain't worried about the cops. Fool on my own, we ain't worried about the shots. Flame told me gon' take it to the streets. It's dudes in the hood that the Lord gon' reach. If it mean me dying, Lord still seeing me. We bout to get it in. If it mean no sleep, I'm on my mind.
I ain't gon' waste your time. I sure ain't about to sit and let you waste mine. I'm sick of seeing young boys out there dying. You go and handle yours and I'm gon' do mine. I'm on my grind, cousin.
I'm on the road headed to another show. I asked the Lord if he seen me, I go. Mama happy, she ain't gotta worry no more. But the law pulled me over like I'm still selling dope. I told him I ain't trying to go and flip a pound. I'm trying to show him Christ before they put him in the ground. Before them boys catch him, hit him with another round. Since I met the Lord, this the way it's going down. If I'm in your city, take me to the block. Jesus real, homie, I tell it to the cops. Without a bullhorn, I yell it on the block. I wasn't ashamed when I was out there trying to sell them rocks. Jason told me go and take it to the streets. It's dudes in the hood that the Lord gon' reach. We bout to go hard if it mean no sleep. And we can get it in, no rhymes, no beats. I'm on my grind.
Don't waste your time. I sure ain't about to sit and let you waste mine. I'm sick of seeing young boys out there dying. You go and handle yours and I'm gon' do mine. I'm on my grind, cousin.
Leave the hood alone, man. Go on, let them roll by. But I'm tired of seeing guys dying from the 4-5. No lie, I'm praying they get to know God. So I'm on the grind with the mind of the Most High. I'm in the hood showing love to a bunch of cats.
What?
Who be all up in the club blowing guns and sacks.
Right.
Screaming life is more than blood, girls and money stacks.
Preaching Christ,
tell them about his blood. And he's coming back. They by the streetlight, holding on the heat tight. Said tripping down to lose their life in the street fight. I'm knowing they should seek Christ.
Why?
Cause by far death and jail bars is all you gon' get out of the street life.
Yeah.
Gon' take it to the thugs, GD, Crip clicks and them West Side Bloods. Even hard head jeans, need to see guys love.
Cause when them choppers go black, after that, it's the judge.
Come on, my
grind. Don't waste your time. I sure ain't about to sit and let you waste mine. I'm sick of seeing young boys out there dying. You go and handle your. And I'm gon' do mine. I'm on my grind, cousin.
Network, your boy Chris Chicago. Coming up in hour number two, we're going to be talking to Little Prophet and find out what he's got going on this weekend. Interview Little Prophet, hour number two. This is new from Dwayne Triumph. It's called Never Be the Same on the Hype. It's where hip hop lives.
I can feel the spirit running through my veins. It's a feeling so strange. Now I'll never be the same. Now I'm ready.
Now I'm ready.
I'm ready.
I'm ready.
I'm living for the glory of your name.
Give it up, Jimmy. It's that time again, give it a rhythm in a minute to find my pen. Back on the track with a double time again. I rap to make the dead come alive again. Cause I'm done with the dead rap, the paper chase can get that. I'm on a mission just to bring in a lyrical benefit. Biblical element, better than telling them about rhythm and telling them. I'm telling them about Christ. He's bringing the yoke up out of the dark side. Human MCs better be ready to die when they dance for the devil in the morning light. Do ain't try and pray the fire, rep Messiah. Till the day that I die, I'm meet him in the sky. Yep, he's the fire.
wife, cause he's alive.
I can feel the spirit running through my veins. Came into my life, I'll never be the same. It's a feeling that's so strange.
Be the same permanent, but the feeling and the spirit is stuck up full of adrenaline. I remember the day that I let him in. To my life, been living it way better ever since. Come and talk to the way for the evidence. I'm a living witness of the major deliverance. How the Lord gave grace and benevolence. Got my chase, got instead of chasing the dividends. I'm gonna let go when I got more spiritual power than petrol. Hell, hell no. I've been elected by the king who better than greater than heroes. Turning zeros into heroes. I'm burning up like a hero. He's like a fire in my bones. Kinda like I'm in the zone. I won't stop till it's time to go home and the trumpet's blown.
I can feel the spirit running through my veins. It's a feeling that's so strange.
Look at me, don't see the way. Christ in me who leads the way. Give me the daily bread and the bread that I read and whatever that I need today. Cause in the beginning you were living in the eternal light. You were the one in eternity before the day and night. Made manifest in the flesh, so I suggest it's best we address the Lord when he resurrected. How did he escape the tomb and every eyewitness saw him on the cross at noon? And what happened to the Roman soldier who moved the two-ton tombstone boulder? INGHEBEGINNING was a WORD. Oh yes, everything sharper than a double-edged SWORD.
I can feel the spirit running through my veins.
Culture.net now brings you the collective forces of Ill Spot and Holy Culture, providing you with the latest news, articles, interviews, blogs, music leaks, and videos. HolyCulture.net. Keep the dopest music on the net on the illest radio shows. Holy Culture Radio. What? Did you dig the track? Oh, cop it at HolyCultureDownloads.com, where you're sure to find your favorite artists. Holy Culture. I am Holy Culture.
I am Holy Culture.
Hype Radio.